and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by the author of the fabulous blog, Comedy Obscura,
Joe Swamp.
Go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, write a review, help us get up there in the top 10, where you've never put us. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or I'll use my black power.
What is black power?
You don't know what black power is? What are you, racist?
No. I thought you meant your black power.
I'm black, so all black power is my black power.
Whoa. You're black?
Yes. Well, I'm Hungarian, American, Indian, and black.
Well, why don't you say you're going to use your Hungarian, American, Indian black power?
You got a point there.
Yeah, I do? Yeah!
Don't get used to it, buddy. If we only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content and certainly has nothing for you.
You.
Fucking jerk. I don't know why. Fucking jerk. Is that easy? That's We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have Eric 13 and Andrew Helm. You know these guys from Showbiz.
Showbiz. You guys are in Showbiz.
Andrew, are you in Showbiz? I don't think
you're... Oh, theoretically in Showbiz.
All right. Yeah.
Sure.
We have to talk about some of your movies later.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Checked out your IMDb merch.
I did. I was doing some sneaking on that.
Oh,
all
right.
I don't know if you want me to out any of that here.
Well, no. I think that's one of the reasons I'm here. I'm fairly certain is to prove that, wait, a human writes these movies? A real person.
You mean debate.
Yes,
human
debate.
Rights, these movies.
That's right.
All right. Now, this is a show about religion / atheism.
Great.
We're
not talking about any of that crap. All right.
I believe there is no God.
What do you believe, Andrew?
I believe there is no God.
I'm glad we could clear that up. Now,
right.
This chick that's acting like a black chick, let's talk about her.
Wait, we should have stayed on the easy one for a while.
Yeah, no kidding.
Are you talking about me again?
No, I'm talking about Rachel Dolezal.
Dolezal.
I'm because, not even sure how you pronounce it.
Because that's how the smarter people on TV say it. That's why I say it that way.
Isn't it just Dolezal?
No,
yeah.
There's no schwa in it.
Dolezal.
I was just going to stick with Rachel. I thought it was pretty safe
on
there.
I'll just call her Ray Ray.
Uh-huh. All right. The pronoun's easy on this one,
sounds
right?
Sounds like a penis pill, actually. Dolezal.
All right, so I am of the opinion that this broad is nuts beyond measure. And I say that with no reservation whatsoever. I've spent most of today arguing with a comic friend and his wall of jagoffs about this.
I've argued about it, too, on my wall and other people's walls and walls of everything.
In my opinion, what we're witnessing is really, really impressive spin after someone got caught red-handed being a pathological liar. Mm. And I am overjoyed that she was... By the way, this is not to be compared to the Caitlin thing.
That's going to happen.
It's happening all over the place. And it's the only reasonable argument anybody can conjure, and it's the one that her spin doctors spun up.
You say you think there's a spin doctor involved. I think it's all her.
Oh, I think she's hired a firm. Without question, she's hired a firm.
By now, probably.
Yeah. So at least need a defense, right?
Oh, God. Did you see her caught in the headlights when someone just asked her on the street with a camera, are you an African-American? I don't understand the question. She's gone from I don't understand the question to this is very complex.
Well, she's had time to think about it.
I'm telling you, she's hired somebody.
Did you know she, when that reporter asked her if she's African American and she left, it was reported that she left so fast, she walked away and left her keys and her purse.
And her purse. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was like, oh, I'm out of here.
So at this table,
you show me
no
a black woman
her,
who would leave her keys and purse on the street somewhere.
Well.
Doesn't exist. And this... That's the best
no
argument.
No room for her opinion to evolve on this matter. We don't think there's any...
What do you mean?
Not going to give her any wiggle room on I'm still determining how I feel about my own
Well, that's
identity.
A reasonable... That's an absolutely reasonable question if we were talking about somebody who actually had a condition that's real. But
that, right?
we were not talking about that, in my opinion. And, I'm very,
She's
very...
She's got a real condition.
pathological liar. She's a sociopath. This person... I recognize this because we have one of these in my family. Now, I'm not going to specifically say my sister. I'm just going to say we have one in my family.
Your sister?
No, I didn't say that.
You did say specifically.
Hypothetically.
I said I'm not going to specifically say my sister. I was very clear on this. Anyway, I have seen this behavior. And the litany of lies that she's been that have been exposed, that she's perpetrated... you know, in a court of law, this woman would be dismissed as completely not credible. There is nothing credible about anything that comes out of her mouth. She claims she was born in a fucking teepee. She claims she was in South Africa.
The guy said
she
teepee? Claimed... I thought I heard TV. I don't know why.
What? Really?
I joking? Heard TV. I was like, how are you born in a teepee?
You're making... That's
no,
the
it's, I'm serious.
You
I was
really
so listening. I was listening. I didn't read it, and you were, that's how dumb I am. Okay.
So... It makes me crazy that people are co-opting a trans argument to support a pathological liar. And in my opinion, it absolutely undoes it. There's two problems with it. It undoes everything that we are trying to do with regard to the understanding of the trans plight. People who are trying to live their lives and be accepted and... live on a spectrum with regard to sexuality, with regard to sexual identity. This is a very, very difficult thing to get people in a general sense, to get the society to wrap their brain around. And when someone comes along and just co-opts it to hide behind it in order to support their consistent lies.
Agenda.
It just makes me crazy. It also belies people who accept that argument, people who defend her with that argument. It belies a complete and total misunderstanding of what it is to struggle with and deal with gender dysphoria in our society.
Can we stay on the trans point for
a second?
Yeah,
I'd love to.
Would you have believed, sitting here a year ago, that someone was going to use the trans defense in 2015, that would be a popular...
Well,
defense to go, well, I mean, we could always go the trans defense route.
Do you think it's just because of Caitlyn Jenner is happening?
I think the
right
timing
now?
Is suspicious.
The timing is perfect for this.
I'm not as quick to jump on this as anybody because I don't know.
3 years ago, she would have blamed alcohol, and she'd be in rehab.
Very possible.
That's what liars do.
But I feel like we escalated the conversation on this so quickly to go from... Just 6 months ago, we're all debating if gay people should get married, still dragging that conversation through the country. And we immediately move into, here's this thing, it's called transgender. We're all going to decide where we are on this. Here's a popular figure, you know, a poster person for this.
Right.
And also, here's another person using it in a cynical way in order to defend themselves for something they did that was probably wrong.
Yeah.
That seems like a very short period of time for... these conversations we have about civil rights that sometimes take...
Well, you're telling me the media oversimplifies things and boils things down to component parts that are just don't even fit
Wafer
together.
Thin.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if we were to talk about... okay, so again, let's rewind to, say, a year ago.
Yeah.
If we were to sit a bunch of people down, just an average sampling of people, to talk about gay marriage... I'm pretty convinced everybody in that sample would be able to define gay marriage.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
The trans conversation, I'm not convinced I can take a sample of 10 people and they could all really tell me what trans means.
I think you're right about this.
And
give it another
just
give it another
so quickly.
Give it
that.
Another 10 or 15 years.
Sure.
The trans discussion is interwoven very, very strongly with the gay one. From a socio-political point of view. In other words, when people began to understand what it was to be gay and want to marry someone and live freely, mm-hmm. when people began to understand that, they were primed to understand and learn about those things associated with it. One of those things is bisexuality, another one is trans. There's a number of things on the spectrum of sexuality and gender. And so they're tightly woven together. The trans movement was pulled along beautifully by the gay rights movement.
Yeah.
And
Now we have transracial. What the hell is that?
It's a real thing, actually. Transracial is a real thing. That's the other thing. There's a disrespecting.
Who coined the word? Who coined it?
Somebody. Not you. Don't get too excited. No. You didn't.
Who coined it?
No. You didn't just do it.
I didn't. Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm guessing Lester Holt.
Lester, who?
Just making a light skinned black guy.
But you know, it's funny because we talk about rappers who white rappers who try to act black, white people who try to act black,
and Are you gonna give Eminem credit for this?
Okay. And then black people who talk white, right. You know, or whatever like that, and there was not a name for that. Like transracial before it was just like
yes there was no sure. Yes there was
this people is weren't not, using it in the I've media people up. Weren't
that's
using
correct.
It
that's correct
every it, day on Facebook it and does Twitter exist.
You fall into the transracial category you yeah
you're this, still not getting credit stop getting excited it's
because
not going
because you
I want the credit
because you were unaware of the term and it I'm partly to blame I've kept it from you for a good reason but because you were unaware of the term doesn't mean that you don't fall into that category.
How do I fall into that category?
Well, you're a mixed woman, and you get to decide how you're going to present yourself, how you're going to identify. This is for you to decide, and you decided. That makes you a transracial
individual.
Well,
I don't get to decide
logically.
How other people treat me.
No, you don't. No, that's why mostly you try to take pictures that have a lot of flash on them.
I try to pass. It depends on who I'm talking to that day. But I
should go look this up.
I should?
Yeah,
to some
you
extent, though,
should.
Don't we? Because I'm always just trying to find the argument with you. Yeah. I think that's, I'm going to just try and play devil's advocate.
Bring it on.
Mostly because your angry voice gets me kind of hot.
Yeah.
So I think we'll just see
glad
if
to
boy,
help.
Does he have an angry voice?
See if I can get you yelling.
Stoke it.
But you are a more obvious example visually. But we all have this mixture of backgrounds we come from, and some people lean so much on the identity that may only be 1% of their heritage or a small enough part, an ancestor of an ancestor of an ancestor.
Yeah.
Right, but they can have Irish pride because, you know, it's that particular week to have that.
Yeah.
I think people have been making that decision for a long time, again, without using the word trans.
Yeah,
is this the time to start using the word trans?
I think so. I mean, well... The phrase
are you
has,
calling me a tranny?
I am. Yes, that's what I was.
The phrase you and I've told you this. You know, she and I met on the internet. Really
hot,
right?
This is great.
Sexy. Communicated back and forth for many months before we she came here, and we went on a date. What within a few nights of you being here?
Yeah.
And
so, how long were you operating under this false pretense before you told him you were black?
I thought she was white.
You did not.
I didn't
not.
Really ruin
yeah,
the story for
really?
You.
No,
did I,
you
did I step on
didn't.
That?
I'm
always
sorry.
Thought she was
you
wow.
Thought I was fucking white.
Look at you. Look at her. Check it out. Yeah, yeah.
God.
The yeah. outrage. In
tell
right
a motherfucker. Like, let me know.
It's funny you're acting like this because I've told you that before.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I've said this to you.
You can't remember where you put your pants, but
I remember
you can remember
this.
Telling me that
yeah, yeah,
you thought
yeah.
I was white.
Your reaction was the same. Your reaction was identical to
so how long did that go on?
We both have memory issues. But yeah, no, we've talked about this.
So this was what, months, weeks?
We knew each other online for a good 6 months before you were here.
But the internet
and,
has
and
pictures.
There was an online courtship. I mean, we were talking dirty.
Hot. Very hot.
And sexy. And romantic. I think romantic.
Yeah. Thanks, wow. Pendulet.
Da moon.
Da moon.
Yeah. I met her online. But I did not know you were African American. I had no idea. Or mixed, rather.
You didn't look at any of my pictures?
Yeah, I looked at some of your pictures.
Stuff,
yeah.
You're just insulted now.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised.
A lot of your I looked at your pro pictures, but I'm not really I don't go every time
he
I find myself
see your color is what he's saying. He
yeah,
couldn't see your
like
color.
Stephen Colbert,
yeah.
He cannot see color.
Hmm.
And so yeah, no, I mean, I found out that you were black the first time we had sex.
Oh, is that when I found out that you were part black as well?
No. Damn it, the
there's
joke.
A variety
we're
of jokes.
You're editing the
okay,
show.
Okay, what am I saying?
Here's your line.
What
your
am
line
I saying?
Spectacular.
Your line is, And that's when I found out you were white.
And that's
oh! Come on, come on. So come on, do it. And then edit it in like you're a genius comic.
And that's when I found out you were white.
Oh! Yeah, no, don't edit that. Leave it the way it is.
I could have done a better job. I feel like I ruined that at the end. I feel like if it was not as feigned.
We don't
you're
edit.
An editor. You know how to edit this shit.
There'll be some we'll catch after in there. Great.
We'll magically make it.
So this makes me crazy because I'm watching someone lie to America, and I'm watching people coddle it.
Big Dick Digger. Big, oh shit, I'm saying it wrong. Big Nick Digger on the wall says, at first Heather thought Emery was a Nigerian prince.
I didn't.
What? I'm not convinced he's not a Nigerian prince. I'm
Thank
still
you.
On the fence about
Thank
that.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you. What
Where
the hell
are your
are we talking
fortunes?
About?
That's
all right,
what
we're
going to
do
know
a break,
about.
And then I'm going to figure all this out. You're listening to Ardent Atheists at ardentatheist.com and available to the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album, Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire record for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery Emery. That's G-U-M as in mulatto. ROAD.com/Emery Emery and buy the damn thing.
I declare February 29th as Rachel Dolezal Day. Because it's generally not part of Black History Month, but every 4 years it pretends to be.
Hey, you stole that joke.
You wrote the script. You stole it.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3. And our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Eric 13 and Andrew Helm. Thank you very much for being here, guys.
Of course.
Thank you.
So I had something I wanted to ask you about and just kind of get everybody's sort of pulse on it. I want to know how much of the outrage over this, as you pointed out, probably a pathological liar. I'm willing to go that far with
That's
the little information I have.
That's
and
what I think.
I think people generally agree that the lying is bad. But how much of the outrage is the lying, and how much of it is the... Hold on, a white person was masquerading as a black person.
Black
That's
people
a really
are
fair question.
Off.
Yeah.
The black the people black, are upset.
Could you give me the token black perspective on this?
Yes. People are upset because she pretended to be black to gain power over other black people.
Right.
And lied. I mean, she could do that while being white. She could have been, you know, the president of the NAACP.
The NAACP says that they don't care about the skin color of their leaders, of the people who work within their organization. So she theoretically could have gotten that job without lying about her background and claiming that this big black guy is her dad.
If she was a white person who just said, you know, I relate to black people and I'm down with black people and I feel this black trans kind of thing... Fine, you might be laughed at a little bit by people who don't understand, but you're not lying and saying, I am black. I consider myself black, and my son is black, who's actually my brother.
Sure.
And I plagiarized some art, black art as well, which is actually mine. Right. And I lied about a whole bunch of other shit, and I'm not actually going to tell you the truth. I'm just going to keep backtracking.
She's pathological.
So that's why people are pissed off, because, like, the opportunities that black people get now are not, you know, it's not, like, privileges. Like, a white person might have privileges. We get those opportunities because we need help. Mm. We need those opportunities. The difference between a white person and a black person getting a position in a corporation might be their name. Like, if right. my name is Shaniqua, are you more likely to hire Shaniqua or Barbara? So black people need help in that area, and she just co-opted it.
And Barbiqua is fucked.
Yeah. Americana Africatima. That's a person in my high school. Like, how is she going to...
Nobody hires 13 either, so
Eric
just 13, a weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the story on the last name?
I don't want to be hireable ever again. I'd like to remain unemployed.
And unemployable.
Have you thought of a face
I'm working
tattoo?
That right now without any hassle.
It gets 1 in 5 random people in a sample to click my name on Twitter. Thank you for that.
Ryan
that,
didn't
Ryan.
Know why he was following you. It's pretty great.
I find that's actually most people on my Twitter. I just wind up in rooms and people go, how the fuck did you get here again? I'm pretty good at looking like I know someone here.
Yeah.
Unspecific. So it's worked out all right. But enough of my privilege problems. I'm sorry I didn't.
Stop with your whiteness. Get out of here.
Can we talk about how I'm white and I have problems, though? Can we get back to
I mean,
that?
We all have issues and we all have problems, but I feel like Rachel could have just gone about it a whole different way.
Well, I don't think she could have. I think she's wired to be this. I mean, there really isn't. We're talking about... she doesn't have the disorder she's claiming, in my opinion. She doesn't have racial dysphoria.
No.
Rachel dysphoria.
Okay, yeah.
Great.
They've named it after her.
What was
easier to say?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Racial dysphoria. In my opinion, all of the evidence points toward something far more insidious, and that is sociopathic and pathological behavior in order to manipulate the world around her to get what she wants. That's exactly what I'm seeing in everything that she said over the years.
And what I don't understand is, why would a white person want to pretend they were black and get paid less, get less respect, and get death threats? Like, why? Why would you want that? Why would you go backwards?
Let's talk about that for a minute. Mm-hmm. I saw a news story about how. She claimed that she got death threats through a mail. What are they called?
In her post box or
a
something
post box,
like that.
Thank you.
They weren't actually mailed. There was no return.
What they found
stamp,
was that right? someone who had a key came and put them in the box.
Well, that's right. What the assumption is, right? We don't
not
don't
the assumption.
Know yet for
they,
sure.
they know this.
She was the one who
the post office
this.
Confirmed that yeah. those letters that she claimed were threats against her were not mailed to her. Mm. They were put in there by someone who had a key. That's what the post office says. The investigative reporter went that distance.
Yeah.
That completely adds up with the behavior I'm used to seeing in this kind of individual. She's completely manufacturing this
her own,
victimhood.
Her own persecution.
Yeah, she's yes. manufactured it.
Attention,
she
huh?
is psycho. Mm-hmm. No one should be working with her. She should be in a hospital. Mm-hmm. That's where this woman belongs.
And then the thing about her suing her college.
Yeah, Howard University.
She sued them for allegedly discriminating against her in order to favor African-American students.
Really?
She claimed
as a white woman, she sued her black school.
She claimed that somebody at the school said to her, you must... She identified as white then. Apparently mm-hmm. she wasn't bronzing yet. And and somebody said to her, well, you must have some white family members who can pay for your tuition.
No, well, it says that she was denied a teaching assistant position
right.
based on race,
yeah.
among other factors.
So she sues. Whenever she doesn't get what she wants, she sues them, or she alters reality in a way that works in her favor. She even said that this was partly a choice of survival. And by the way, let me stop for a moment and say, I think she believes everything she said.
Oh yeah, sure.
That's what a sociopath does.
Starting to feel like a psychic here.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They believe their own bullshit. They weave these lies and then they start to believe them, and they behave in a way that is antithetic. to the way normal liars, someone who's just caught in a lie, they behave in a way that's different. Her brother did an interview, which I have here, I can show, we can listen to, and described to the letter the family member that I've had to deal with over the years. To the letter he described her. It is exactly the same thing. It's really, really insidious. And it makes me mad because I am pro-trans. I date in the trans community. Mm-hmm. I'm openly bisexual. And to see a community maligned with this kind of insidious, manipulative behavior makes me really angry. That's why I'm yelling, by the way. That's why I'm angry.
I got you yelling. I'm excited.
Yeah. No, he's always yelling. Oh,
damn. Am I always? It's every
yes,
time?
Yes.
All right. So even
when you're sleeping, you're like, motherfucker.
That's not true. Really?
No.
That's funny. I used to date a girl who would have night terrors, middle of the night, just screaming next to you.
Highly
and you're
exciting.
Like, what the
I mean,
fuck?
Terrifying.
Yeah,
horrifying. Highly terrifying.
So, all right, let's check out the brother. Let's see what he had to say.
Why do you think? I mean, I know that's something you're struggling to understand, Ezra, and I'm sure your parents are too. This must be very mystifying to them. Why? What is it, do you think, is at the core of all of this for Rachel?
I think she doesn't, she's too nervous to just admit that she's not been telling the truth, which is why she keeps on making up more and more lies to help fit the story as it goes. Like, she was changing her story multiple times within the past week. Like, she did say a lot of things differently yesterday than she had said before.
Like what?
Originally she did say that she was born black, and now, then yesterday she was mentioning about being, about identifying herself as black. But originally she did say that she was born black.
In your experience growing up in the Dolezal household, and I know that she was a lot older than you, and when she had already gone off away to college, she came back in the summers. Did you see evidence of that?
No.
Was there pressure for her to fit in with the other, because we know your adopted siblings as well are African American. Was there pressure for her to feel as though she needed to blend in with the other kids?
Oh, no, because up until she was 15, she was the youngest child, and none of us weren't born until she was 15, so she never really felt that, I don't think, pressure to actually try to fit in with them or any of us.
And then tell me about the dynamic, because she talks about the fact that she needed to sort of take on this identity in order to survive, and that she needed to represent the blackness. You grew up with a white mother and a white father. Did they feel that similar kind of pressure?
Oh, no. No, they didn't. Not at all. And I don't really know why she would say that she felt that, because throughout growing up, I mean, even like into her, like later into her life, up until like 2011, she always did identify herself as white. She was interested in African American studies and did a lot of work with racism and stuff. But she never actually did identify herself or try to say that she identified herself as black until 2011 was when, yeah.
She was talking about the fact that you know, her parents aren't really her. Potentially aren't really her parents. This has been really hurtful to your parents. Can I play the sound real quick of what they had to say on CNN last night?
It was disturbing because the false statements continue. And as much as we're concerned with Rachel's identity issues, we are also concerned with her integrity issues.
So for you, Ezra, is this an integrity issue or is this an identity issue, or is it a bit of both for you?
I think it's an integrity issue.
There you go. That's what I think.
Oh, wow.
It's just a fucking integrity issue.
That was
She's
exactly
lying.
My question.
Yeah.
Are we talking about identity?
Yeah, I don't think we are. I think we're talking about a pathological liar who
happened to go down the identity route.
Yeah, who used...
In the lies.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. She and her history shows how this was possible, how she ended up in this place. You know?
Smell a book deal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this whole thing, have you guys seen The Imposter, the documentary The Imposter?
No.
Well,
tell
then
me.
I won't bore anybody with any of this, but it is something that is it has such a narrative story quality to it because of how crazy it is, how zeitgeisty it is, maybe
is
suspiciously.
Is that the 9/11, the woman who was...
No. The Imposter is essentially I didn't want to give a synopsis because I'm trying to remember how much is really sort of ruining all of the punch of it. But it's this completely insane story about a family who lost a child and just went missing one day. And some ridiculous amount, you know, 8 years later or something, he calls from Spain and from an orphanage or whatever, and they found him. The police have found him there. And they go and they pick up the child, and as you discover pretty immediately in the series, in the documentary, this is just some guy in Spain who needed to get the fuck out of there.
Oh, wow.
So he himself
assumed this identity as a way to get out of Spain.
Right. And as the story unfolds and you start to look more and more at him, you discover that, oh, he's done this before. He is a pathological liar.
Right, right.
He is somebody who, even if he doesn't need to get out of his situation, he kind of just lies as a natural response. Even if nothing is going on, he's not dodging and weaving.
A lot of science recently has been done on the brain to try to understand the difference between basic lying that everybody does every day of our lives and the pathological liars. Mm-hmm. They have found amazing differences in brain activity from pathological liars to normal everyday lies.
Yeah. Well, it's habit. It's just instinct.
Yeah, it's instinct. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To find the right thing.
To choose
the
lie rather
one.
Than the truth when the truth would be easier means you're a pathological liar. It means that you suffer from this problem. And I think she's suffering, to be sure. There's no question this woman is a disturbed individual. Whoa, that was loud. We'll be right back. I'm sorry about the bang there. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
That's right. Great news, actually. We have a premium ad-free service. We already do the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. We also have another option. That's the Donate More If You Can button. If you want to give us more money, we will give away some subscriptions to the needy. So be generous. Support the show if you can afford it. Please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. Did you hear about the transsexual donkey?
Tell me about the transsexual donkey.
It didn't know if it was a he or a haw.
Bah.
No, that would be a goat.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Eric 13 and Andrew Helm.
Oh, by the way, guys, I don't believe there's any God. Okay.
Yeah, no God. There's no probably
just
no
cover
God.
That
what?
Right off the top.
No God.
There doesn't seem to be any evidence to support the claim that there's a God. I'm leaning toward no God. That's
yeah.
Where
what
I,
about
that's
you guys? No God.
You
I'm
have
still
said that
feeling
up front.
That way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I don't think that anything has changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the last 30 so minutes.
So this Dolezal cunt. what were you saying? You wanted to talk
so
more.
Here's
about?
The thing I really want to get in with you is this is obviously a thing that pisses you off.
Yeah.
And to give everybody sort of my perspective on it, because I don't just want to assume we're all coming at it from the same place. But I am absolutely okay with somebody who is white wanting to be black.
Me too.
Pretending to be black.
Pretending depends on how you use it.
Well, that's where it gets tricky,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But we did an episode on our show about a movie called The Idiots.
And your show is called?
What show?
It is doublefeatureshow.com.
Okay.
It's a podcast on iTunes. Subscribe on iTunes, I think, is what you want to do.
All right.
And write a review, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a good idea.
Yes.
Damn
Get
right.
you into the top 10.
So, you know, we do these. I don't think it does, but we should have a conversation about that. Maybe
it does.
The show.
It does after the show. We were in the top. We were in the top 20 or 30 in the first, like, 6 months of the show.
Well, there's all those lost podcasts that are way up there. So
yeah,
you
right.
always gotta worry
You're
about
competing
those.
With them.
you guys are probably in the religion category, right? So you don't have to worry
We're in
about
comedy.
The,
comedy
yeah,
category.
Yeah, the Buffy, the 10 outdated Buffy casts
yeah,
that
yeah,
haven't
yeah.
updated
yeah,
in a
yeah,
year.
Yeah.
Those are all beating us out.
Yep.
So
oh,
that's,
wow.
Yes. Yeah, there's no getting up there.
The issue we talked about, we pair these movies on Double Feature and we kind of talk about them thematically. And Trojan horse atheism into that conversation somehow. That's kind of the idea.
It's kind of like what we're doing.
The Trojan horse atheism.
Yeah, that's...
Well, except without the Trojan part.
Right.
You're not protected from this.
So on The Idiots, it's a super pretentious Lars von Trier Dogma 95 movie about essentially these people who enjoy their lives more by pretending to be, in the movie they call it, of soft mind,
uh-huh.
right? Perhaps not as mentally retarded is what I'm
yeah.
looking for.
So
yeah,
they pretend
works.
To be...
They go out into society, and as they say, they spaz out. They just
yeah.
have spasms. And it really makes you think about, okay,
they're
well...
They're pretending?
Yes.
They're just pretending.
I've done this.
There's, well, that I already
done,
know how you feel about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've performed this in two different ways, two different times. Once was just an epileptic seizure faked,
uh-huh.
and the other time I pretended, I think on two occasions with Aunt Lynn, I pretended to be retarded while walking around with her bugging her.
Were there questions of morality circling your mind?
No.
Like, is anything going on?
No. Performance. Just all performance
yeah.
for me.
This is different,
I
though,
was
right?
Just,
You're talking
well,
different.
So
yeah,
this,
yeah, yeah.
This kind of...
And by the
know,
way, I didn't in any way ever, when I pretended to be in a wheelchair... which I did for 2 years, I refused to accept booking paid gigs.
As
I did
a comedian.
Not, as
yes.
a comic. So I was a comic, and I accepted no paying gigs while pretending to be in that wheelchair. The entire comedy industry was told I was wheelchair-bound after an accident,
uh-huh.
and I wouldn't go get paid to do comedy. It would have been immoral, in my opinion.
Right. And also, no one wanted to hire you.
I was getting calls.
Right.
I was getting calls. Shut up.
Excellent. No, but I mean, the thing they tackle in this movie is to think about where are the boundaries.
Yeah.
If we all just want to sit here as friends in a home isolated from the outside world and spaz out, we're probably not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
But if we go to a restaurant and we spaz out and we're making a scene and they ask us to leave and we don't pay them, we're hurting them a little bit.
Well, that's wrong. Fundamentally
right?
wrong.
And if we spaz out door to door and try and sell items to help people who spaz out, then we're really doing a bad thing.
Right, sure.
So there are these boundaries. So I want to start there and go, yeah, obviously there's boundaries. Do the, you know, do the right thing.
Right.
But I'm for people spazzing out in their home.
So am I.
Sure.
I'm for people.
Sure.
I'm for people spazzing out at Denny's.
Right. I'm for people spazzing out in their home. I'm for people wanting to be women when they were born as men.
Me too.
I mean, I'm okay
are
with...
Are you okay with people who are... I just saw a little documentary about people who feel like they should be handicapped. You know, they their limbs don't feel right to them, and they
right.
have this urge
they
to cut off
yeah.
an arm or a leg. They
yeah.
a woman who rides around in a wheelchair because she feels better.
She wants
well,
to be.
I'm also
right.
very
she
interested
like
in transhumanism and putting chips in our faces.
The cat lady.
And yeah.
yeah,
right.
Well.
Right. I'm into all of that. The more circus sideshow we can become as a species.
Yeah.
I'm totally down.
I got no problem with any of this.
Okay,
but where,
so we're probably...
None.
But where does the line get drawn
yeah.
between, all right, if you want to have piercings and whatnot,
uh-huh.
to I'm going to have the ultimate body mod
and
lop off
it
a
off.
Limb?
See, that's what I'm saying,
motivation
though, is I don't know
is
if
the
there's,
difference.
A lot of, there's a lot of lines
when your motiva-
for me.
Yeah, when your motivation... There's two problems with what Dolezal did compared to all of the things we're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
The motivations behind... making the claims that she's making is to protect the liar,
right?
And to protect the lie, and to protect the I can't think when you're doing this.
There's a lot of breasts going on here.
I don't even. Are you talking right now?
Why is she?
Good Lord!
You can't zoom in on that, can you?
Because there are cameras. I'm trying to be polite.
Kyle Delaney says that I need to adjust my shirt.
Stare directly. I'll watch it for the rest of the time.
Is this better?
How's
this?
I think it's all right.
So
adjust your penis.
Speaking of five people doing things in closed doors.
Yeah.
Yes. This is a little spaz.
Right, that's good.
Right. So I wanted to set that up, kind of going, all
what's
right,
a
we're,
great...
all in, we're in generally the same groundwork. And I want to get to that place.
Yeah.
That place where if we want to hack off our limbs and replace them with robot parts, you know, more power to you.
Yeah.
I want to know if things like this on a long timeline, on a 10-year timeline, an incident like this that no one will remember most likely in 5 years, we won't be still talking
about it. I tried to give this show a little longer shelf life,
but you know, I'm thinking, how many episodes will they have done? And okay, 5 years. Yeah, this doesn't need to be relevant.
Uh-huh.
So it's a setback right now, and it's a terrible thing, but on a long enough timeline, I think the argument could be made that it's getting everybody's mind wrapped around this issue of, you know, by all of us getting mad that somebody lied, I think fewer people are mad that somebody who's white decided to dump their own privilege and become black.
Except for the black people.
Yeah, the blacks.
Right. Well, that's why I
black people are pissed
that's
off.
That's why I'm data mining here, because I'd like to know if we're setting back my robot arm or not. That's really my concern.
I think, you know, like I said before, it's the same thing. Black people are like, I'm struggling, I'm struggling, I'm struggling. Mm. And this woman takes my, you know, my resources that are meant for me.
My worst fear is that Dolezal becomes the Rosa Parks of transracialism. That's my greatest fear.
I don't think that's going to happen. Did you hear about? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say it's about the manipulating this for your own.
That's exactly
benefit
right.
Versus, hey, I truly identify. I like, you know, African American art or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you know,
could you identify and also part of that identity be getting the benefits? Like, say, if you wanted to hack your legs off and become
handicapped. That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Is that part of it?
More
if introducing Emory's get rich quick scheme.
That's exactly right.
First, get $1 million.
If you're someone who wants to remove a limb, and you don't even remove the limb, but you dress yourself up so that it looks like you've lost a limb.
Uh-huh.
Then you go looking for a job where people hire people because they are short a limb or because they're in some way disabled.
Or get government assistance.
They get government assistance. And they use that as a means by which to further their financial goals. We got a fucking problem here because that's called fraud. I think this woman is a fraud because I don't believe anything she's saying. I think she's a liar. I think she wanted that position and she found a means by which to get to that position. And I think that's a major, major problem. Let me tell you where it wouldn't have been a problem. I'll tell you exactly where it wouldn't have been a problem. If that woman had told all of the people that she interviewed with, including the NAACP and the other places that she's worked, that she was born white, but she identifies as black, and that's just who I am, she would be a fucking... there would be no complaints from me whatsoever. In fact, I would consider her a strong, powerful woman doing something really unique and really cool. That's exactly how I would feel
about
it.
And very few people would hire her because she looks insane. But that's a concern, right? So let's take all the lying out of it and go,
okay.
Well, I'm going to go apply for jobs. We're going to do this at the table here. We're all going to switch our races and go apply at the kind of jobs where people look at you and determine if your offices is what I'm getting at, corporate offices.
Uh-huh.
I think there is going to be a transracial, even positively transracial on our part, problem in getting hired. I think if you decide that you identify as a different race and you step right up to an interview and you go, just so you know, for the purpose of this interview, I'm white. I just look black because I didn't get to use my Quentin Tarantino joke since I did it earlier. I want everybody to know that was already planted, right? So if Quentin Tarantino comes to the plate in blackface and goes, I just feel more comfortable this way, I think there is, you know, there's the same problem we have in transgender right now, where some companies are going to go, ooh, this makes us uncomfortable and feel weird, and we don't know if we can hire you.
Yeah, I think that's true. You get no argument from me there. I mean, I remember when I pretended to be Asian and I went in to be.
But you've done a lot of these, huh?
Can
we interview you for this show? You're pretty much.
And I was. I was.
Was that before or after you didn't know about your black girlfriend?
I was in driving.
Yes. After you were handicapped.
And I was applying for a job as a driving instructor. I was just a joke. I was just doing a joke.
God.
I didn't really do that.
Can we go?
You hire me. You hire me. I know how to drive. Oh, you hire me. I teach people drive.
Wow. This show pushing humanity forward.
Yeah, right? Forward and down. Yes. Angle it down.
Punch down.
I should go
punch
in and.
Down. Yes.
I should
don't
apply.
Punch down.
I should apply for a job as walking. That's what I should do.
No.
Yeah. So I want to be a barista. It's time for that again. I'm sorry. We'll be back. In just a minute, we're going to take a quick break. Sorry.
Hopefully quickly.
You're listening to Odd and Atheist at oddandatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners. Johnny, Kyle Delaney, No Yard Gay, Jonathan, Emery's Anal Wart, Friar Lance, Sylvia Brown's Cunt Juice, The Jedi Smurf, wow. Wells Fargo Gave Me Herpes, Perry Dilliolia, Blackface the Clown, Kyle Delaney, I Blame the Orioles, Mark Nowitzki, Museum Guard, John Hamill, Danielle Lucas, Filled with Horse Cum, Eats Muhammad Scat, Gay for Swam, Brown Stained Butt Plug, Hooked Up with Emery on Grindr, Hell's Pedo Rape Coach, Sniffing the Dead Nun's Vagina, and Joe Swam. These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Thanks for being there, everybody.
Moving humanity forward, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's Parid Lolia. Maybe that's how we read that. Because it is an LOL.
It's your mom. That's
all right, now back to...
Sorry, Mom.
Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Eric 13 and Andrew Helm. Welcome back, you guys.
You didn't really give me an answer.
Oh, I didn't turn it up. What's the
turn
question
the
again?
Mics. Turn up the mics.
You didn't really give me an answer to the idea of, is this going to set our cause back?
Oh, is what she did going to set the cause back?
Which cause are you talking about?
Yeah, I think she's a blip.
Robot arms.
Robot arms.
It's all about your robot arm.
Getting people over the idea of, I mean, if
I think she's
try
a blip on the radar. I think we have a long way to go in our society with regard to accepting people who are outliers of any aspect of our social norms.
Right.
We have a long way to go. Worst case scenario is people continue to use her as some sort of a touchstone with regard to these things, because she's a liar. She's not doing this stuff. She's opportunistically co-opting and making claims that are absolutely and abjectly manipulative. That's what we're dealing with here, in my opinion. I think we have a long way to go before the world is the freak show you envision. And I'm
with
you in wanting.
That's a shame.
I want people to be able to do anything that they can do that doesn't hurt people, identity or otherwise.
Me too.
To make themselves happier.
Yeah.
That's a good start.
That's why I live in the world in which I live. I live among freaks and
in our happy bubble here.
Yeah, in my happy bubble.
Right.
And we go to Vegas and we hang out with other people who share the those ideals that you're espousing now, and we're very fortunate to be able to do that. I wish that everybody had that that ability just to shed the social norms and be and do whatever and however and whomever they wanted to be and do.
I wonder what the result, though, of speeding up the sort of the number of civil liberty breakthroughs we're trying to make, in how fast, you know, we've started to consider transgender or transracial or wherever we might move next, where it took so long for people to figure out how they feel personally with their own religions and their own dogma, how they feel about gay marriage, and come around to what I would argue is the right way of thinking.
Yeah.
And then to go, okay, guys, I'm going to throw another one at you, trans, and go, America, and see how everybody reacts, when really I'm not even sure our laws are running fast enough. It's like technology.
Right.
Now we're going, well, if a person does want to identify as black, we kind of have all these laws specifically aimed towards black people, not people who were born white and identify as black, that probably would be worded differently.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely would be.
Ryan?
You also have those laws favoring women, though, too. So do you draw the line there between gender identity?
Right. Well, that's another thing that I don't feel like we're talking about it much yet, although we are talking about it a lot more than we are transracial.
Yeah.
This is another area where I thought maybe...
I'm looking forward to the day that I can get pregnancy leave. I do look forward to that.
Right. Well, you know, it's happening in a lot of places.
It is,
right?
I know. Yeah.
I thought, you know, I could stir the pot a little bit and maybe attack from the nutty libertarian angle rather than the nutty atheist
I smelled
thing.
It.
God damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you guys just know all the tricks.
I knew what you were doing.
I'm just, somewhere.
We walk in the same circles.
Somewhere, somebody will kick me under the table and go, what kind of crazy... thing are you saying?
I'm just going to kick you.
Yeah, the libertarian perspective of... I love the idea of free market. I love the idea of free exchange of ideas. And I love the idea of absolute freedom. I love them insanely.
I'm a law minimalist.
It was Ryan and I that shared a moment when I said something about no... I did a joke about no more laws. And that joke was rooted absolutely in my libertarian stripe that I have in me that is libertarian. I have all the stripes in me, except Trump. There's no Trump stripe anywhere in me, that fucking piece of shit. But
glad you got that in this episode, because by next episode, no one will give a fuck.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Anybody who doesn't understand that he, too, is lying about running for president.
Right.
He has no designs on becoming president.
No, it's all publicity. It's absolutely all manipulative.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in the news again.
So
awesome.
Funny.
Bye bye.
I just came across a meme that says, we shall overcome.
Yes.
Picture,
yes.
Very picture nice. Of Trump.
Picture of Trump. That's funny, as you were just talking about that. I'm looking for something specific because...
Yeah, his goals are very, very obvious. I mean, he sounded like a king in that speech. I listened today in the tub, just in case I shat myself. But he sounds like a king from the 17th century. Like he really believes that he can just throw a tariff... on a Chinese or Japanese car maker who's doing business in Mexico to get
him
to come up
here.
That's he's a fucking retard if he thinks it's that simple. And he doesn't. There's no way that guy is that stupid. He knows damn well
what he's doing.
That he can't do that. He's lying.
Trump knows that he can't just come out again. I really didn't want to back us into a Trump thing. And
yeah, I know, right?
You and your robot arm backed us into the damn Trump thing.
All right, my one Trump thing, and then I'll get the
We're talking
Trump
about manipulating liars today.
Well, yeah, that's really it.
Yeah.
Trump knows he can't just go, I'm flirting with the idea of presidency again, please pay attention to
right.
me. That won't work.
No, he's done
so
it
So he's got to, you know, he's got to push it. He's making the sequel. He's got to bring in the extra aliens
so
people pay attention.
In 4 years, he'll be gerrymandering.
Yeah, right.
I get it.
So, where were we going? We were talking. What are you looking for on the wall?
There's another woman who, in the news, came out.
Transracial woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Transracial woman, white to black, and there was a video interview of her speaking in one way, and then her future interviews, she was talking like this with this kind of. You know, I don't know what her accent was, but it was more of like a, you know,
black
power.
Woman.
I'm right. a black power woman. Mm-hmm. Like she was talking right. like that in the next interview, and I'm trying to find it.
Will you guys judge Rachel's me if I all just started talking like that after
no.
the
do whatever
show?
The fuck
well, you know,
say.
People do that actually. That's that. I don't presume you're just a full on fucking liar. If you switch, I dated a girl who was has two black parents, and hearing her on the phone with her mom. Was like having a different girlfriend, which was so hot. I used to, from behind while she was talking.
That's really funny.
But she spoke in a completely different manner when talking to mom than she did when she was just hanging out with her white boyfriend.
I'm the same way with my dad.
Yeah, you kind of fall into it. So not as strongly, though.
Was it like that Heather black, or was it like that Hillary Clinton black?
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you go into that?
Yeah.
No, that's great.
We all kind of do that. I think when I'm talking, my grandparents are dead, but at some point I was going back to Midwest and visiting them, and I'm sure that I would slip into certain speech patterns too. That's not That's not a fundamental.
I started doing a podcast. I adapted a radio voice. I don't sound like this at all. I don't know where my other voice went, but yeah. I've been doing it for 8 years, and I can only talk like this.
Yeah, well, that'll happen. That'll happen where you're doing something more often than not, and it becomes.
But I can only sing songs that have three notes. Any more than three notes, I'm totally fucked.
Goes away.
So, is this woman in the news, Heather, in a negative light?
Kind of.
Is she getting backwash off of this other story?
This wasn't that recent. No, I haven't seen much about her at all. Rachel's taking the limelight.
There was something else on your wall, if we want to do a wall segment. What's on Heather's wall segment really quick right now? That got me thinking about the transgender thing, and, you know, it was a little bit ago. But there was a video of a... I'm trying to remember the headline. I don't remember the fucking celebrity, but something to the effect of, let me do this in my clickbaity, awful, clickbait. Ruining the internet for everyone headline. You will never believe what happens when this 7-year-old trans girl confronts whoever the fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, whoa, hold on. You'll never believe the end of this headline when I say 7-year-old trans girl. Am I a total fucking bigot? Am I narrow-minded? Was I the only one who went 7-year-old trans girl? Hold on a second. Can we just think about what that means?
Well, this is happening more and more.
What do you mean by "Are you okay with that"?
Well, like, are
you immediately thought, "How in the hell is a girl at 7 deciding what gender she's
going to
be?"
Because then I'm going, "Well, there
that doesn't happen at that
age. Be part of trans that I don't understand."
Absolutely, absolutely.
And reading the story about that and that.
You read the story.
Girl, yes.
Yeah. Because everyone reads Heather's Wall. I want to be very clear about this.
Well, but it was much more fascinating. And the mother of that child gave a very kind of eloquent... She's got a blog.
Right.
But a very
In other words, she's
pro-trans.
She understands
Of her son, just even from an early age, just identifying more as a girl. I'm a girl with a penis, is what she...
Right.
Says he, you know, he told her.
There are very few, but some really enlightened people who are having children and are allowing their children to express a sexual identity very, very early in a very healthy
setting.
Well,
or at the very least, not shutting it down immediately.
Right.
Which, in, you know,
to me, that's a healthy setting.
Yes, and does that mean every kid can change? Who what their gender is early? Are they going to do that?
Yeah.
Probably not. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are in terms of how many transgender people there
are. Ask the repubes and you'll get a bigger number than if you ask the libs.
But that there is certainly a base number of people who are genuinely feel that their
3.6%
are
I just made that number.
You're on.
Well,
this.
Well, no, I was going to say you're a brilliant man.
Made that up.
But whatever it is that
who's
that
the pathological liar on the show?
It runs in my family.
I could see it. Well, so because I thought to myself, all right, if you had said my 7-year-old gay daughter, I would go, well, 7-year-old probably hasn't gone through puberty. That's a big time to figure out sexual identity. I'm not sure if I agree with the phrase gay daughter.
Yeah.
But transgender is different.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily roping sexuality into that at all. But at the same time, I go, you know, I might have identified as a woman when I was 7.
Mm-hmm.
How long would I have done that? A couple years?
Well, as the mother talks about it, it was an ongoing... This
Until
wasn't
your uncle
just
fucked
a...
You?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing is you start leading a very different life. I mean, I might have, you know, I might have hit a legal age of consent, let's say. So let's make up a fabrication that'll just upset everybody and is anecdotal.
Right.
So this is of interest to no one.
Welcome to our show.
So at year 7 of my life, I decide I have more female friends. I identify as a woman.
Okay.
We continue down this path when I create a schism from my family and go out on my own and start putting holes in my ears and tattooing my body. And by the way, I would like to... Oh, this is all still accurate so far.
Yeah, I know, right?
For the most part. I don't fucking remember what I thought about my body at 7. But I make the decision to undergo an operation.
Uh-huh. At what age?
I don't know. Whenever it's legal, right?
Yeah.
18, right?
Theoretically.
I think that sitting here today at 29, I would probably regret that and go, I was not smart enough to make that decision.
Yeah. When someone goes and gets the operation...
I'd be way happier.
A lot more goes into that, correct?
When someone goes in for this operation...
A lot of therapy.
There's
a lot
of therapy
stuff
involved. Yeah. And there's a lot of hormone therapy that goes way before the chopping off of the cock.
But
or
in theory,
the
you could be doing that before 18.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well, the hormone therapy?
How early do you
start? I think probably 18. With parents' permission, I think it's going to be up to parents. So
at 7, we're not.
I don't think that anyone would make that error. But here's the thing. What's your take on it, Mr. Libertarian, if you will allow me to? What's your take on whether or not a religious family should be able to withhold health care for a kid and instead pray for that child when he has measles or something?
Matt, so you know, because you know the inside of my mind, know the weakest parts.
I know
you know
where
to the places.
I mean,
where
if you're going to hold that as a tenant, then you have to hold it here as well. So the parents would have to decide what's right and what's not right for their children.
Certainly.
And I think that in a free world, that is the most logical way to handle this situation. Now, whether or not you can get a doctor to prescribe those things in our society is a whole other discussion. Whether or not it's morally right, whether or not it's legally right, I don't know the answers to that. But I don't see this as a major problem. I just don't. I know that we should not be passing laws to protect people from encouraging their children to transition at 7. That just doesn't make any sense.
Right, or at least letting them experiment with the idea.
Letting them psychologically experiment with all of those things, I think, is the most healthy thing that I can imagine from a gender identification point of view.
It is in the case of this story, particular story.
I were there for my daughter, bisexuality, homosexuality, gender identification would have all been on the table as soon as she wanted to talk about it. And when I became part of her life, all of those things were on the table as well. When I talked to my daughter about sexuality, when I talked about sex, nothing was taboo. Everything that she would let me say, I would say to her so that she would get those ideas in her head. She had already pretty much landed where she belonged and without my help or intervention or fucking it up, fortunately.
Sure,
but,
sure.
When anal sex came up, I talked openly with my daughter about anal sex.
And you were like, don't date a black guy.
And I did not say don't date a black guy. Why would you say I said that? Are we over time already?
Yes.
All right, I'll wrap it up for the free part of the show if you want me to leave. All right, that's it for the free hour. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. I want to thank our guests, Eric 13, that's a number and a name, and Andrew at the helm. That's got to have been done a million times, right?
Yeah. Well done.
I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson, and our video switcher, Ryan Magnan. Tune in next week when our guest will be...
probably white.
Yeah, and we'll be talking about...
Black Power!
Oh, my God. This has been the free version of episode 169. Another show that went off without a hitch.
We miss you, Hitch.
I'm your host, Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph White Race Swam. And our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Blackface Winter.
Yeah, makes sense. Where can people find you, Andrew?
At Twitter, at Surly Clown.
Surly Clown. There you
exactly.
go. Where can people find you, Eric T?
Find me accidentally on Twitter, apparently.
Eric 13.
It's doublefeatureshow.com.
There you go.
Is the podcast.
Yeah.
It's basically trying to have these conversations, but sneak them into a chat about movies.
Okay.
Well, come back and do Skeptically Yours for us, too.
Would love that.
We don't know why we haven't had you yet.
I'll live here.
All right, thank you. Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking on Dalazal's part. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.